We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We welcome you and invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will bless you through our broadcast today. If Jesus is yours, that means that you have been saved from a life of sin. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, came into this sin-cursed world, died on that cross, and rose again the third day to make it possible for us to have Him as our Savior and Lord. Father, we do thank You for such love, and we thank You for the marvelous gift of salvation through Your only begotten Son. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will use our broadcast to make it a blessing to eternity-bound souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Honest Dealings with God. And our text of scripture, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8, 9, and 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Sometimes people find it hard to be honest. It seems to them that the easiest way out of some situations is to tell a falsehood. The title of our thoughts calls for us to be honest with ourselves and with God. Let us consider the three courses laid out open before us today. First of all, our deceitful heart suggests to us that we should deny our present sinful condition. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8 of our text today. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So we read in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. I'm a good moral person. I've never robbed a bank. I've never committed murder. I've never been unfaithful to my wife. I'm just as good as those church members. If they are going to heaven, I got nothing to worry about. Well, you may be just as good as a lot of church members, but that doesn't mean that you have Jesus Christ. I'm all right. My parents had me baptized when I was a child. I belong to church. Two men go to the temple to pray, we read about in the scriptures. One, a Pharisee. He stood and prayed thus, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. So we read in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. Now that man went home the same hypocrite he was when he came to pray. The second course, which is open to us, is the one which I trust the Holy Spirit will lead us to follow, to lay bare our case before God exactly as it stands, for God certainly knows what our true state is. The second man who went to the temple to pray was referred to as a sinner and by the hypocrite. So we read again in Luke chapter 18, verses 13 and 14, the publican would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified, but he went. The other man did not. He went home the same hypocrite that he was when he came to the temple. But we see a man here that was honest with his dealings with God, and he told the Lord that he was a sinner. The publican, who would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. David tried to cover his sins, and it was not until he confessed them that he found pardon. I refer to the time that David took Bathsheba and committed adultery with her. And he brought her husband, when she told him that she was with child, he brought her husband home from the battlefield under the pretense of wanting a report as to how the battle was going. But his real purpose was to have this man to go home and spend a night or two with his wife, trying to cover his sins. But the man had some moral convictions, and he would not go home and have the pleasure of his wife while his fellow soldiers were over in what we know today as the country of Jordan, battling. And when David found out that he had not gone home, then he got the man drunk and thinking, well, surely he'll go home now. But he did not. And whenever he refused to go home the second night, David wrote out a message for the man to take back to his superior. And the message was, you put this man up on the front battle, up on the front line, near the wall, and let him be killed. Again, he was thinking of trying to cover his sins. But it was not until he confessed his sin. And if you'll read the 51st chapter of the Psalms, you'll see how David poured out his heart to God, confessing his sins and seeking pardon. And whenever he was honest with himself and honest with God, seeking God honestly and sincerely, he was pardoned. God did forgive him, even though his treacherous sins were really treacherous indeed. In response to Peter's powerful sermon on the day of Pentecost, Peter, what you are saying is true. And I'm putting this in my own words. Peter, what you are saying is true. We are guilty. What shall we do about it? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Doubtless there was religious professors among them. There was about 3,000 souls that responded to Peter's call and sought the Lord to be saved. Doubtless some of them were church members, Pharisees, maybe Sadducees, whatever, but they were pricked in their hearts. They were moved on by the Spirit of God, and they were honest enough to confess themselves as sinners. And whenever they did that and acknowledged themselves as sinners and sought the Lord for pardon and forgiveness, they found it. Yes, the Lord found, the Bible says, whosoever seeks God with all of their heart, that he will be found of them. So these 3,000 sought the Lord in pardon, and they found him, and they were forgiven of their sins. We read about how just a little later, when Peter and John was going up to the temple, at the hour of prayer, there was a lame man there at the gate, beautiful. And Peter said, look on us. And the man thought he was going to receive some gift from them. But Peter said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man just sat there. So Peter reached down, took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and God instantly healed the man. He had been a cripple all of his life. But the end results of that was Peter was able to preach the gospel to those that gathered around, and about 5,000 were saved. So there in a short period of time, we have 8,000 who sought the Lord honestly and sincerely and found pardon. John says in 1 John 1:9, in our text today, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, let's understand what John is saying here. John is not saying that a person cannot be saved from sin and live a holy life. But what John is saying here, if a person wants you to believe they have never gone into sin, and they have grown up to an adult or a young man, and they want you to believe that they never have committed sin, John said they're a liar, and they make God a liar. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Believe not There are people in the world who deny that there is such a thing as sin. Yes, believe it or not, there are people in the world who do not believe there is such a thing as sin. No God, no law, no sin. How could an atheist who denies God believe that there is such a thing as sin? But whether he believes it or not, whether he believes there's a God or not, does not change the fact. There is a God and there is a law. And we are to live by that law. The new covenant law, the law of Christ, is given to us to live by. As Jesus told Satan, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Apostle Paul or John here tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. Now, there is such a thing as a person doing something they shouldn't do, not knowing that it is wrong. So we speak of imputed sin. Everyone who comes to the knowledge of right and wrong and willingly and knowingly disobeys God, they commit an imputed sin, and the wages of sin is death. So the Apostle Paul said. So they may deny God. They may deny there's a law. They may deny that there's sin. But that does not change the fact. If we say that we have not sinned, never have, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1 and 10, the last verse of our lesson text today. Sin, again, is a transgression of the law. And we read even in the writings of Solomon, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And since all have sinned, all need to confess their sins, all need to forsake their sins, and all need to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Now let us consider why we should confess our sins. It is the right thing to do. God commanded in Acts 17 and 30. God commanded it. Apostle Paul was there in Athens, and he said, at the times of this past, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And so it is a right thing to do because God has commanded it. And whenever you do repent, you are obeying God's command. Now, we cannot do anything else to be forgiven. Good works will not save us. Joining a church will not save us. The only way that we can be truly saved will come to God with a broken and a contrite heart and confess our sins. He that tries to climb up some other way is a thief and a robber. So Jesus said in John, or chapter 10 and 1 of St. John, God has not been deceived and never will be. You cannot fool God. God knows the very thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So Paul wrote to the Galatians, as recorded in Galatians 6 and 7. Because he, God, hath appointed a day. We're thinking now at the moment as to why we should confess our sins. Because God hath appointed a day in the which we will be judged, and the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. Yes, God's judgment will be a righteous judge. It'll be an honest judge by that man whom he hath ordained. And of course, that man is Jesus Christ. Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts 17 and 31. Just as sure as Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, that's how sure there will be a judgment, and every one of us shall be gathered before the judgment throne of, or seat of God. And Christ will judge every one of us, not according to our own personal opinions or convictions, but according to the Word of God. Yes, the books shall be opened, and every man shall be judged out of the books, all the things that are written therein. And there is another book that you need to be concerned about, and that is the book of life. If you repent of your sins, if you forsake your sins, and the Lord saves you, He'll write your name in the Lamb's book of life. And when we arrive at the judgment bar of God, if our name is there, we'll hear the Lord say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." But Revelation 20 tells us that if our name is not in the Lamb's book of life, we will be cast into the lake of fire. So we're going to face God in judgment, and we're going to give an account of the life that we have lived. Just as sure as God has raised Jesus from the dead, that's how sure He will judge you and me in the judgment. So we need to be honest with God, honest with ourselves. Yes, we need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to be honest with God, for all have sinned and all need to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany the Word and bless hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. And if so, we'd be thankful to hear from you and to know that it has been a blessing. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can also arrange to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin E. Craig. We thank you for being with us. We invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time for another Way of Truth broadcast.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing a heartache a sinner must face. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with His children this lesson. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you
with pleasure and promises, scent of control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Only a Savior could love me again.
Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far.